The subject of which day is the Christian Sabbath is one of the longest-running debates about any Bible teaching. Theologians and ministers of every background in theology have offered their opinion about the Saturday or Sunday question. Most begin with the assumption that traditional Orthodox Christianity is the place to start the discussion. While human opinion should not count, astonishingly, most are content to accept it. Few will look to the Bible as the authority. In this and the next broadcast, we will look at both what God and men have to say about the Bible's fourth command, whether one should observe and keep holy Saturday or Sunday.
The World to Come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack, author of 80 books and booklets, editor-in-chief of The Real Truth magazine, read by countless and growing numbers in every nation and territory of the world. In a violent age, full of bad news, answering life's greatest questions straight from the Bible and announcing the wonderful good news of the world to come. And now, David C. Pack.
God's Word is the only place to begin the study of the Sabbath, as well as of every other biblical doctrine. The "which day is holy" question arises at the very beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis. It speaks almost immediately there about the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. It is as though God wanted this issue clearly established in the minds of the Bible's readers from the outset of their study of Scripture. Right after the creation chapter, the Bible states this: "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it," which means to set apart for holy use, "because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." While no one should have missed or misunderstood the weight of this passage, almost everyone has. And rather than examine it and the many others on the subject, most merely swallow popular thinking without resistance because it is easy. Much later, God gave the Ten Commandments to ancient Israel through Moses, with the fourth one declaring in Exodus, "Remember the Sabbath day." First, note that it says "remember" because the Sabbath had been created and established 2,500 years earlier at creation, and, I might add, long before there were any Jews who were thought to be the only ones required to keep it. Now, continuing the verse, "to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it," not the first day or any other day. And the command is tied directly back to the creation there in Exodus, the point when God first created and began to work with human beings. While the subject of which day to observe as the Christian Sabbath should be a burning issue on the minds of millions, it is not. In fact, almost no one seems to care what the Bible's teaching, the only correct teaching, is on the subject. You must blow the dust off your Bible and make yourself come to grips with one of its greatest truths. There are over 2 billion professing Christians on earth. They attend over 2,000 different denominations and organizations in the United States alone. This number continually increases, and the result has been no end of confusion over differing beliefs and the resulting disagreement between them. However, almost all professing Christians are in agreement about Sunday observance, thinking it to be the biblically authorized Lord's Day of the New Testament. Are they correct? Does the New Testament establish Sunday in place of the Old Testament seventh-day Sabbath? Did Jesus Christ do away with the Sabbath, making himself Lord of Sunday? Vast numbers are told and believe that he did. But if Christ established Sunday to replace the seventh-day Sabbath, why did he tell his disciples in Mark, "Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath"? This was right after he had said in the previous verse there that the Sabbath was made for man. Notice it was not for the Jews only, but for man. This passage alone towers over the debate. Have you ever noticed this verse? Probably not. Yet there it is in the New Testament. Most ministers are fond of preaching from the New Testament almost to the complete exclusion of the Old. But have you ever heard a preacher or professor or theologian mention this passage? Almost certainly not, and this is just one of many plain scriptures about the Sabbath. Also, realize that Jesus Christ was the God of the Old Testament and as such has all authority over, or as he said, is Lord, meaning master or ruler of, the Sabbath. In a world filled with popular customs and traditions, few try to determine the real origin of things. Most generally accept common religious practices without question, choosing to do what everyone else does because it is easy, natural, and comfortable. Because there is a certain safety in numbers. The power of peer pressure alone makes most avoid hard questions so that they can practice what is acceptable and fashionable. Most follow along as they have been taught, assuming what they believe and do is right. They take their beliefs for granted, almost never taking time to prove them. Nowhere is this more true than Sunday observance. Over 2 billion people keep Sunday without knowing why or where this practice originated. Most suppose it is found in the Bible because they see so many professing Christians observing it. Many think Jesus was resurrected on Sunday after a Friday crucifixion, neither of which happened, both these events having occurred on other days, and that this made Sunday the Lord's Day. Surely billions cannot be wrong, or can they? A study of the Bible on almost all teachings generally accepted by the churches of this world professing Christianity reveals they have almost no biblical basis whatsoever. This statement is shocking, yet it is true. But here is an irony. When confronted with the truth of what the Bible really says on a matter, most churchgoers will attempt to deny the facts, however indisputable. They will twist, distort, and blur the issues in order to hold to cherished beliefs, preferring what is familiar to what is right and true. The Sabbath question is somewhat different. Though, in the end, most people are unwilling to observe it, many ministers, theologians, and religionists openly acknowledge what the Bible says about the Sabbath. When pressed, they admit God's word authorizes observing the seventh day. In fact, you will soon be stunned at their frankness and honesty. First, we must look at a more stunning statement, even more than those you are about to hear, and this one from the lips of Jesus Christ. He spoke plainly about the popular commandments and traditions of the world and its churches. This is also in Mark. "In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Full well you reject the commandment of God." These men know exactly what they're doing, and you will see this momentarily. Christ continues, "that you may keep your own tradition." Catholic publications, popes, cardinals, bishops, theologians, historians, professors, and the Vatican itself have candidly admitted there is no biblical basis whatsoever for Sunday observance. It is critically important to see what those who keep Sunday say about their supposed authority. Using their own words, we must first establish why 1.2 billion Roman Catholics believe they are no longer obligated to observe the seventh-day Sabbath. They tell the whole world openly. In part two, we will look at the Protestants. First, understand this. The Bible plainly states in two places that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Read Ephesians 1:22 and Colossians 1:18. Rome, terribly misreading Jesus' statement to Peter in Matthew 16:18, supposed that Christ, in effect, gave away his authority over the church to a man. Very easily disproven, this must be the subject of another broadcast. Claiming the Apostle Peter was the first pope, they speak plainly of how their supposed authority has been used. The following statements should be shocking to you. Many of them are necessarily included for emphasis. Note that the first one appears in an article titled, "To Tell You the Truth." Quote, for example, nowhere in the Bible do we find that Christ or the apostles ordered that the Sabbath be changed from Saturday to Sunday. We have the commandment of God given to Moses to keep holy the Sabbath day. That is the seventh day of the week, Saturday. Today, most Christians keep Sunday because it has been revealed to us by the Roman Catholic Church outside the Bible. The next quote from the Catholics is directed to the Protestants. Quote, from this same Catholic Church, you have accepted your Sunday, and that Sunday as the Lord's Day. She has handed down as a tradition, recall Christ's words in Mark, and the entire Protestant world has accepted it as tradition. For you have not an iota of scripture to establish it, he says. Therefore, that which you, Protestants, have accepted as your rule of faith, inadequate as it of course is, as well as your Sunday, you have accepted on the authority of the Roman Catholic Church. A well-known bishop once made this audacious statement. Quote, there's but one church on the face of the earth, the Catholic Church, that has the power to make laws binding on the conscience, binding before God, binding under pain of hellfire. Take, for instance, the day we celebrate, Sunday. What right have the Protestant churches to observe that day? None whatever. You say it is to obey the commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But Sunday is not the Sabbath, according to the Bible and the record of time. Everyone knows that Sunday is the first day of the week, while Saturday is the seventh day and the Sabbath, the day consecrated as a day of rest. It is so recognized in all civilized nations. I have repeatedly offered, he continues, $1,000 to anyone who will furnish any proof from the Bible that Sunday is the day we are bound to keep, and no one is called for the money. It was the Holy Catholic Church that changed the day of rest from Saturday to Sunday, the first day of the week. The same bishop also said this, quote, I have repeatedly offered $1,000 to anyone who can prove to me by the Bible alone that I am bound to keep Sunday holy. There is no such law in the Bible. It is a law of the Holy Catholic Church alone. The Bible says, remember that you keep holy the Sabbath day. The Catholic Church says, no. By my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep holy the first day of the week. And lo, he continues, the entire civilized world bows down in reverent obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church. You are left to reflect on whom you obey.
The world to come will continue after this brief message. Discover more from David C. Pack. Visit our website, worldtocome.org. See the world to come broadcasts. Read and order books, booklets, and articles, all free of charge. To continue learning about the topics covered in this broadcast, visit worldtocome.org today. Now back to David C. Pack.
Now here is the first of three plain admissions from a famous cardinal of this church. Quote, is Saturday the seventh day according to the Bible and the Ten Commandments? I answer yes. Is Sunday the first day of the week and did the church change the seventh day, Saturday, for Sunday, the first day? I answer, yes. Did Christ change the day? He continues, I answer, no. In another short statement, he said this, the Catholic Church for over 1,000 years before the existence of a Protestant, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. And then this, he adds, reason and sense demand the acceptance of one or the other of these alternatives, either the keeping holy of Saturday or Catholicity and the keeping holy of Sunday. Compromise is impossible. God certainly agrees. Question, what Bible authority is there for changing the Sabbath from the seventh to the first day of the week? Who gave the Pope the authority to change a command of God? He's asked his own question and gives his own response. Answer, if the Bible is the only guide for the Christian, then the Seventh-day Adventist is right in observing Saturday with the Jew. But Catholics learn what to believe and do from the divine, infallible authority established by Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church. Is it not strange that those who make the Bible their only teacher should inconsistently follow in this matter the tradition of the church? There's the word tradition again. Question, have you any other way of proving that the church has power to institute festivals of precept, meaning law? Answer, had she not such power, she could not have done that in which all modern religionists agree with her. She could not have substituted the observance of Sunday, the first day of the week, for the observance of Saturday, the seventh day, a change for which, he states, there is no scriptural authority. Here is another. Quote, nowhere in the Bible is it stated that worship should be changed from Saturday to Sunday. Now the church, instituted by God's authority, of course this is false, Sunday as the day of worship. This same church, by the same divine authority, false again, taught the doctrine of purgatory long before the Bible was made. We have, therefore, the same authority for purgatory as we have for Sunday. I would add, of course, purgatory is also a fiction, a mere human invention. Here are still more revealing admissions. Quote, regarding the change from the observance of the Jewish Sabbath to the Christian Sunday, I wish to draw your attention to the facts. Number one, Protestants who accept the Bible as the only rule of faith and religion should by all means go back to the observance of the Sabbath. The fact that they do not, but on the contrary observe Sunday, stultifies them in the eyes of every thinking man. Number two, we Catholics do not accept the Bible as the only rule of faith. Besides the Bible, we have the living church, the authority of the church, as a rule to guide us. We say this church, instituted by Christ to teach and guide man through life, has the right to change the ceremonial laws of the Old Testament, and hence we accept her change of the Sabbath to Sunday. We frankly say, yes, the church made this change, made this law, as she made many other laws. For instance, the Friday abstinence, the unmarried priesthood, the laws concerning mixed marriages, the regulation of Catholic marriages, and 1,000 other laws. It is always somewhat laughable to see the Protestant churches in pulpit and legislation, he continues, demand the observance of Sunday, of which there is nothing in their Bible. Here's another quote using the question-answer approach. Question, which is the Sabbath day? Answer, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Question, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Answer, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea, AD 363, transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. At this same 4th century Council of Laodicea in AD 363, the following edict was passed. Christians must not Judaize, as they put it, by resting on the Sabbath. How serious were the consequences? The penalty for disobedience was death. We need two final crucial quotes. A rule of faith, or a competent guide to heaven, must be able to instruct in all the truths necessary for salvation. Now, the scriptures alone do not contain all the truths which a Christian is bound to believe, nor do they explicitly enjoin all the duties which he is obliged to practice. Not to mention other examples, is not every Christian obliged to sanctify Sunday and to abstain on that day from unnecessary servile work? Is not the observance of this law among the most prominent of our sacred duties? But you may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. He continues, "The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we never sanctify." The Catholic Church correctly teaches that our Lord and His apostles inculcated certain important duties of religion which are not recorded by the inspired writers. For instance, most Christians pray to the Holy Ghost, a practice which is nowhere found in the Bible. I would add, by the way, it is true they do, and it is true that it is not biblical. Back to the quote, "We must therefore conclude that the scriptures alone cannot be a sufficient guide," he claims, "and rule of faith, because they cannot at any time be within the reach of every inquirer, because they are not of themselves clear and intelligible even in matters of the highest importance, and because they do not contain all the truths necessary for salvation." Both points in the last paragraph are false. The Bible is both sufficient and plain to those who will study and believe it. The Apostle Paul, under inspiration of God, also disagrees. Speaking of just the Old Testament books, which were available to him, he wrote this, "And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. But you just saw that a church of 1.2 billion believes that the Bible, a book of 750,000 words, and now also including the New Testament, which Paul did not have, is insufficient instruction to receive salvation. Here is the final incredible admission. Some theologians have held that God likewise directly determined Sunday as the day of worship in the New Law, that He Himself has explicitly substituted Sunday for the Sabbath. But this theory is now entirely abandoned. It is now commonly held that God simply gave His church the power to set aside whatever day or days she would deem suitable as holy days. The church chose Sunday, the first day of the week, and in the course of time added other days as holy days. These are best thought of as pagan festivals, I would add, with Christian names pasted over them. Contrast what Jesus taught. Quote, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." This is what the Christ of the Bible declares to all who would leave vain worship and obedience to any church that openly acknowledges it is not following what He taught. I repeat what Christ said from earlier. Full well you reject the commandment of God. I also repeat, these men we quoted know exactly what they're doing. That you may keep your own tradition, Christ concluded. Let's plainly frame the question. Do we observe the day that God commands, or do we observe the traditional day that the Roman Catholic Church commands and that you will learn in part two Protestants openly endorse? Let's be clear, in fact, so clear that there is no room for misunderstanding. This church and its protesting daughter churches are wrong on virtually every doctrine in the Bible. Salvation, heaven, hell, method of baptism, the law, the definition of sin, the Trinity, which annual day should be observed by Christians, prophecy, which Jesus one obeys, and many more. Over and over, it has substituted its commands and traditions in place of what God plainly says in His Word. Should you follow men's claims? believing their authority to be greater than God's authority? Would the Lord of the Sabbath for thousands of years give away his authority to men or churches to do as they please? Can any really believe God would do that? It is possible to worship God in vain. Therefore, you must find out once and for all whether Sunday keeping and worship is what God expects of you or even permits. Technically, this subject could end here, though there are a few very weak arguments put forth in favor of Sunday. In a sense, there is no further room for argument. If those who keep Sunday will so freely acknowledge that they have no authority from God in His Word, the Holy Bible, for doing so, and the plain biblical command is seen, observance of the Sabbath has already been clearly established. Even those who do keep the Sabbath, after one fashion or another, have little understanding of what is really at stake for those who keep the correct day and for those who do not. You must understand this subject. You cannot permit yourself to misunderstand the Bible's towering fourth commandment. Simply too much is at stake. God has much to say about the crucial importance of observing His Sabbath every 7 days. This includes understanding why Christians must do this. There are immutable scriptural facts, proofs from God that the Sabbath was commanded almost 6,000 years ago. In part two, we will look more closely at the Sabbath command. You will see that this command was to last forever. Remember, we will also look at what all the major Protestant denominations admit, and you will be stunned. And we will examine more proofs, including whether Christ rose on Sunday, and whether the Sabbath was only for Jews, among other basic questions. And we will learn how the one church that Jesus built observes it together, and how obeying God on this command is perhaps the biggest starting point for understanding who and what and all that is the true church. Here is a book you need to read. It is Saturday or Sunday, Which is the Sabbath? There has never been a book like it. May God help you grasp the awesome importance of Sabbath obedience. Neither God nor His command has ever changed, and this will be made plain next time in part two. Until next time, this is David C. Pack saying goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To order literature featured in this program, call toll-free 1-855-828-4646. That number again, 1-855-828-4646.